Hello, everybody. It is the morning after the Survivor finale. I am Rob Cisternino here with Nicole Cisternino.
Hello.
Nicole, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Are you hungover? You have a Survivor hangover?
I'm hurting a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like I was out with the Survivors.
From all the podcasting?
Yes.
We did our live show last night. We're going to do some interviews this morning.
Yeah.
And we're going to speak with Ashley Underwood and Andrea Bolk.
Yes, it's a blonde podcast party.
It's a blonde podcast party. I only hope David Healy can control himself.
Boing.
Hello.
All right, let's get him on the line. This is Rob Cesternino and Nicole Cesternino, and we are on the line with Ashley and Andrea. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, guys.
Good.
Hi.
Hey.
We're good. We're tired.
Yeah, hour and a half of sleep. Woo-woo.
You know, it's a little hard for us to tell who is Ashley and who is Andrea on the phone. So maybe, I don't know, I'll direct questions to each of you. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right, let me start with, I'm going to go with Ashley first. And Ashley, it came out during the reunion show last night that you and Natalie actually knew that Boston Rob had the immunity idol at some point. How did that come up?
Yeah, we actually knew that Rob had, it was Grant, Natalie, Rob, and I that had the core alliance from the beginning. And when he found the idol at the merge, he told us about it, like, right before we were getting ready to go to tribal to vote Matt off the second time. So we knew about the idol. So when Andrea approached Natalie and I, when I had won immunity that second time to vote Rob out, it was the last time that he could play his idol, and obviously he was going to play it. So the person that was the biggest threat next to Rob was Andrea, obviously. So that's why that went down.
You would think that they would show that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said at the live show, because I was like, the entire like thing was gauged towards the fact that we all had no idea, and we did.
Well, did it ever come up when it was the final four and Rob had already played the idol for Ashley, Natalie, and Philip to get together and vote out Rob?
Is this directed towards Ashley?
Because Andrea was gone by then.
Okay. To get rid of Rob at that point, you're saying going into the final tribal?
Yeah, why not take Philip unless you felt like you could have beaten Rob at the end? Is that the reason why?
Well, the thing is, I felt like at that point I was feeling like, oh my gosh, I need to stick to my core alliance. I feel like Rob had, like, he's the smartest player, obviously. He was just on another level our season. But I just feel like I was like, oh, I need to do, like, the honorable thing and, like, stick to my core alliance. When, obviously, looking back, you know, watching the show, I should have, you know, if it had come down to it, like, Natalie and Philip obviously would have been the more sure thing. But I mean, that's the reason why Rob wanted me out, because I had built, like, good relationships with people on the jury, and most of them were Zapatera, and I knew that they did not want to vote for Rob. I mean, they made that so clear how much they hated Rob. So I almost felt like either way I could have a shot at winning, you know?
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's talk to Andrea for a little bit. Andrea, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah. Andrea, you were my pick going in.
Yes, you were.
I know.
And then I
watched all of your podcasts, and I liked that you picked me.
Oh, thank you. And, yeah, but then I was disappointed in you because I was proud of you even when you didn't vote with Matt. I said that's good. Andrea has a plan. Mm-hmm. She's gonna make me proud. But then when you got down to the final six, it didn't seem like maybe there was a plan. What was your strategy to get to the end of the game?
I mean, it was so, watching it is just so funny because Rob honestly had all of us believing that he was taking us far. It was so silly watching. And I've watched a lot of Survivor, and I've seen the seasons. But, I mean, you look at Grant, too. After I was gone, it was like, okay, you guys should kind of wake up because he's just going to take out the biggest threats. And Grant had no idea. Right. Grant thought it was just, it's so funny watching. But at six, Rob won immunity. So that wasn't really an option to rally against him at that point. So that's why it seemed like, mm-hmm. okay, Philip, everyone was comfortable getting rid of Philip because he was always, we always kind of thought of him as a buffer anyway. And then that's right. when that happened. So at six, I couldn't do anything against Rob at that point.
Right. Yeah. But in your head, like going through when it was down to six people, seven people, in your head, who was going to be in the final three in your mind with you?
Sounds so stupid, but I did believe that Grant, and no, it sounds so dumb, but like, I did believe that Rob was telling the truth to Grant and I, because Grant and I would always be talking, and they never show Grant and I talking at all, but, you know, mm-hmm. I believe, like, okay, like, if Rob is going to honestly is considering taking Grant to the end, Grant's a bigger threat than I am, I was kind of sticking with that, and the thing is we should have just talked. It's so stupid. Like, Ashley and I have to say all the time, because we would have just strategy. We would have realized that we're all believing this. It was so dumb, but I mean, that's why he did. Rob played a great game, and he just kind of, yeah, he deserved to win because he like brainwashed all of us. It's just, yeah, it sucks watching, but you know, you learn from it. I guess
that's why he's so good.
Yeah, you guys are like women who become friends after they found out they were being cheated on by the same guy.
Totally. Oh my
like,
god.
Oh my god.
You seriously just pinned it perfectly. That was so great.
Yeah.
That was so great.
Uh-oh, Amber. Yeah. Now, Andrea, was there anything going on with you and Matt? I feel like they sort of asked him about it. He's like, "We live in different states, man."
Yeah, we didn't get an answer.
Is there a showmance going on there?
So everyone asked me that. It's so funny. I mean, Matt and I are good friends besides the game. I mean, it's hard. I mean, what can you do? Like Skype and, you know, text every once in a while. I really like Matt. And I mean, if we just live closer, maybe something could happen. But we'll be close. I mean, we'll be friends for a while.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Well, that's something. Well, if it doesn't work out with you and Matt, we'll...
He looked really good last night with his haircut.
All right, Nicole, settle down.
I'm sorry, I'm getting excited.
Get sprayed with the super soaker.
Nicole, don't you? You like Grant, don't you? I think she's on the note. Like,
I'm over Grant. I'm over Grant now. I went on to Matt.
Wait,
you know, and now I'm on to Matt.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like Grant's dress way better than the short hair. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Matt looks great with short hair, though.
Matt was like a dreamboat last night.
What?
Yeah.
Matt was like a dreamboat last night with his short hair.
Right, take it easy. Take it
he
easy. All right.
So different.
All right.
Great.
Settle down, everybody. Settle down, everybody.
I'm
talking about that. I know.
I feel like Philip right now.
Yeah, the outcast. Do you feel like the outcast? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's wearing a feather.
Yes, that's what I do. Ashley, what is your relationship like now with Natalie? Do you forgive her, or are you a little granty with her about not going ahead and telling you that you were going to be voted out?
Like, whatever happened to girl code? I don't know. no,
ooh.
I'm just kidding. No, we're fine. It's, like, I get it. Obviously, she was, like, completely... I mean, we all look like we were obsessed with Rob, but it was like a different level with Natalie. Like, the rice had to be cooked to Rob's liking, and Andrea and I used to look at each other like, is this really happening? It was just really awkward, and I don't know. I just feel like she definitely threw me under the bus more than anybody. So, yeah, I mean, watching it yesterday, like, I felt... all over again, all the freaking, like, emotions and everything, like, watching it back, but I get it, like, it's a game, and obviously she thought that she wanted to sit there with Philip, I guess, over me, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, now, Andrea, you said that it was creepy, Natalie's relationship with Rob. Could you elaborate a little bit on how creepy was it?
It's so funny watching it, I felt so bad. It was weird. I mean, sometimes they just were really, really, really close. And, I mean, it was also other people, like, talked about it later, that it was, like, just a weird feeling to how close they were. But, I mean, they're both great people. There wasn't anything. It's kind of one of those, when you're in the jury and you kind of, like, say things because I don't know. You know how it goes. I mean, it's kind of nothing going down or anything. I mean, you know. But
let's hope not.
I mean, they're fine. It's just, you know.
In hindsight, it wasn't that creepy.
Yeah, I think Jeff Probst's hand crush on
sugarcoat it, Andrea. It has to be a little dramatic. Weird.
Did you guys have a good relationship when you were out there? Because then it sort of seemed like, and I don't want to throw Ashley under the bus, but it seemed like Ashley said a couple times that you thought you were one of the three girls, but you weren't really in the three, and she wanted to vote you out.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Don't do that.
Awkward.
No, it's okay, because we can talk about it, because Ashley and I get along really well now. But, no, I was surprised watching, because I would complain about how they didn't work really as much as I wanted them to, but I didn't know that they, like, didn't really like me out there, and then watching it, I was like, oh, this is a major wah-wah. But, I mean, I was game, like, we're all friends, and you kind of get in these mindsets where you don't like people out there for certain reasons, then you get out of the game, and you're like, oh, they're awesome.
It's different, you know,
it's just so different. As soon as the game ended, Ashley and I were like, why didn't we just talk? We love each other. Like, this is so silly. And then we always text each other before the episodes, like, sorry if I say this, I know I'm going to be a bitch here, but... I mean, in the game, like, yeah, we didn't really get along, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah.
I know you guys got to run, but Andrea, I've got one last question. One of our listeners last night, we did a show after the finale, and they said, a guy named Kaz, who's a very nice guy, he said, if you talk to Andrea tomorrow, could you please propose to her for me? So I'm going to be like David Murphy and ask you to marry...
It's about to get awkward.
It's going to get awkward. ask you to marry Kaz. Will you accept that marriage proposal from somebody Kaz? You never met before?
His name's Kaz.
Yeah.
Okay, where is he from?
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Not exactly sure right now.
It doesn't matter, obviously.
It's probably closer than Matt. Probably closer.
I'll consider it.
Yeah. Be part of our dating show.
We'll see if things work out with Matt and I, and then I'll keep that option open.
All right. I know you guys got to run. Hopefully, let's do some podcasts in the future.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And congratulations,
thank you.
You played a great game.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
bye, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Nicole, there you have it.
Well, that was fun.
That was Ashley and Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Could that have been a more confusing
combination? There was a distinct difference between their voices.
There's about two or three points I had no idea which one was talking.
You don't even know what I'm talking
about. I know when you're talking.
Because I'm usually yelling.
Yeah. But that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. All right, so this is the first of two interviews that we're going to do today.
Yes.
So we're going to see what other combination comes up.
Yes.
And we'll keep our fingers crossed and be back later on.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.